Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Glad to have you with us at Burden and Blessing for our Word of the Week. Today we are considering the word paraclete. This is not a familiar term for many people, and part of the reason for that is because this word is actually a Greek word that has been taken into the English language. It is appropriate, though, for this time of the year because of the readings that we have during this period of Easter, which points us to the Lord's promise to his disciples of sending the Holy Spirit. The word paraclete is found four times in the Gospel of John as a descriptive word for the Holy Spirit. In some English translations, the word paraclete, or parakletos in Greek, is translated helper, or in some translations, comforter. This word parakletos, or paraclete, describes the work of the Holy Spirit in coming to the followers of Jesus and giving them the help that they need. For example, we read the word paraclete in John 14 twice. Jesus says to his disciples, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper," or paraclete, "that he may abide with you forever." And again, just 10 verses later, Jesus says, "But the helper, the paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Now, this word paraclete is found in a lot of ancient Greek writings as a legal advocate, someone that you go to in order to get help or counsel for your defense. Another way of describing it might be an intercessor. But this term is a little bit more broad than just in a legal sense in which it was used in classical Greek. This word really describes someone who comes to our side. The very literal translation of this Greek word is one who you call to your side. So that person comes to your side in order to help you. You think about how a young child might fall down, and then the parent runs, or even a friend comes and runs to their side in order to help them up. This picture of the paraclete, or of the Holy Spirit, is one who comes to our side, who is called to our side in order to give us the help that we need. In many cases, the helper, the Holy Spirit, comes and teaches us those things that we need to know, to learn. Or, as Jesus says in John 14 there, that he brings to the disciples' remembrance those things that Jesus has already instructed them about. We have two other references in John chapter 15 and again in 16, this same context of the upper room where Jesus is discussing these things with his disciples the night before his betrayal. In John chapter 15 verse 26 we read, "But when the helper," or the paraclete, "comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me." Another aspect of the work of the Holy Spirit is to point us as sinners to Jesus, to bear witness of Jesus, to testify of him. This is really the description of the work of the Holy Spirit as he comes into our hearts through the word that we have heard, and he brings us to believe in Jesus through the testimony, the witness of the word itself. The Holy Spirit teaches. He brings to our remembrance. He testifies of Jesus. He is the one that the Lord has sent in order to bring us to faith. Finally, we have one more reading in John chapter 16, verse 7. Again, Jesus says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." There is really no English word that completely characterizes the full meaning of this Greek word parakletos. Comforter, the Holy Spirit does give us comfort. Helper, yes, he comes to our side. He helps us in our time of trouble. This is the one who comes to our side to help us in our sin in order to bring us to the knowledge of the Savior who has come and died for us. It is that Holy Spirit who instructs us of the truth of the resurrection of our Savior Jesus, which we celebrate at this time of the year. Thanks be to God that our Savior has sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Paraclete, to our side, that he might teach us all things.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.